2014 was the deadliest year for journalists in Pakistan, with 14 media personnel killed in 1 year alone. That's according to the Pakistan Federal Union of Journalists, or PFUJ, and the International Federation of Journalists, or IFJ. Pakistani journalists say Islamabad's recent measure for the protection of media workers do not signify a serious shift in policy. The journalists say they still feel pretty much insecure out on the streets of Pakistan. According to IFJ, the Brussels-based organization, Pakistan is the most dangerous country for media, followed by Syria, Afghanistan, Palestine, Iraq and Ukraine. To know more about this, I sat down with Mazhar Abbas, who has a lot of experience in journalism in Pakistan. He says the killing trend has also been changed.
14 journalists and media workers killing in 1 year, it's very alarming. And it's not very alarming because of the death toll, but it's alarming because the kind of the manner in which they were killed, the manner in which they were attacked, the manner in which media houses were attacked, and the manner in which some of the media workers became victim of media rivalries.
Here at Karachi Press Club, I talked to some field reporters. They also complained about serious risks that can happen to anyone at any moment.
Any aggression against the media community when appears, the journalist community from Karachi, they were protested. But what we can do, only protest. It is duty of the government to protect journalists.
According to reports, the total number of journalists killed in bomb blasts and targeted killings worldwide rose to 118 in 2014, from 105 the year before. Another 17 media personnel perished across the globe in natural disaster or accident while on assignment in 2014. Mohammed Turi, Press TV, Karachi.